Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue of the Joyful Wellness Guru Show, and today is Friday. Thanks so much for being on with me and listening today. I have no guest speaker for you today, but I did want to mention a few things. I wanted to mention that if you like my page or if you communicate with me somehow on the internet, you can get a free half-hour upgrade to your massage. You can also, if you're the first one to contact me after hearing this show today, you can win a whole hour massage courtesy of Perfect Day Massage on Bodega Avenue here in Petaluma. Beautiful Petaluma on this gorgeous Friday morning. And I do some other things. As my show title implies, I'm a health and wellness coach, and I love helping people. That's what my show is all about. It's all about introducing you to people in your community or in your global community who can help you along on your journey to become healthier. Because if you're not on a journey towards greater wellness, then you are on a journey toward gradual decline into lesser health, a state of lesser healthiness. You know, your health and wellness are really an investment, and you have to treat them as an investment. Because if you don't put a little bit of time, thought, and energy into this each day, then you will gradually decline into too early old age. Not that old age in and of itself is bad, it's just that when we think about old age, what we tend to think of is things like weakening bones and a diminishing of our sight and hearing and smell and taste, and things that we all take for granted in our younger days really, really don't take these things for granted, because they don't last forever. But just because they can't last forever doesn't mean that you should not invest in preserving your health, because the more you invest into preserving it, the longer it will be preserved. You really can make a huge difference, not only in your longevity, but in how much you get to enjoy your longevity and for how long you get to enjoy your longevity as you progress in age. And we don't age backwards, I'm sorry to tell you. That's just not possible, as much as we'd like that to be true. There's no way of aging backwards, except maybe on Star Trek. I've seen that happen before in one scenario or two, people aging backwards. It's very cool and weird, but it's great that they can do that on TV. We can't do that in real life. So really, really consider today, please, your mission, if you choose to accept it, Jimbo and his every single brother out there, please, please consider, how are you going to change the way you're living today so that you add one wonderful thing to your daily routine towards the ends of preserving your health and wellness? Are you going to add 5 minutes to your exercise routine? Are you going to cut back maybe once a week or twice a week on dessert after dinner? Are you going to spend a little more time with friends and the people who really matter and make you feel good and amped up? If you're spending time with people who do not make you feel good, then you are spending time investing in your decline towards lesser health. And there are people like that out there, people that you want to think of as friends and you want to be with them in order to help them, but you've got to keep that very balanced in your life. You've got to be very careful about that, because they are sort of energy vampires. You know who they are. They sort of suck away your health by crying on your shoulder a lot. And, you know, there are people who can help them, and it doesn't have to be up to you every single time that they think they need you to help them. You can be, you know, one day of the week less accessible to that person, a little less accessible maybe every other time they call on you and say, hey, do you want to go to lunch with me? I could really use to talk. You can say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm really busy today. You don't have to say busy doing what, you know. And make that true by getting busy doing something for you that's good for your health, like maybe just even reading a good magazine in a nice sunny spot on your couch, or taking a nice hot bubble bath or shower, whatever you like, or going out for a nice long walk. Maybe your investment in your own health today could be changing up your exercise routine a little bit to be taking advantage of this beautiful sunshine that we're having today. Maybe you could be going somewhere a little more interesting for your walk, somewhere you haven't been yet, out in nature, or take your dogs with you, or walk your neighbor's dogs, or walk your neighbor's kid, or just walk alone. We tend to not take a lot of time to just be alone sometimes. And we really have to consider balance in our lives. If we're thinking about, excuse me, my voice is going a little bit, if we're thinking about our health and wellness, we need to consider balance in our lives. We need to balance sleep, the need for sleep against the need for getting work done and the need for taking care of other people in our family who matter to us, and against the need for activity and exercise. We need to make sure we have a good balance of all those things. If you're not getting enough sleep, then you're not going to feel like going out and exercising, and you're going to resent it more when other people need to be taken care of because you haven't taken care of one of your own needs quite enough first. It's kind of like that thing on the airplane where the airline attendants tell you, please put on your own mask first and then attend to your child sitting next to you. And you know you can't. You can't attend to your child if you're passed out from lack of oxygen. You're not going to pass out necessarily from a slight sleep deprivation, but that's not going to do you any good either. You're not going to be able to use your best judgment if you're underslept. So please, please take care of yourself. Please write it down right now. Take a little piece of notepaper and write down one sentence about one thing that you're going to do differently today that's going to take you a step forward on your journey toward better health. This is your homework or your mission for today from your joyful wellness guru, Sue Hirsch. And I'm so glad you're here with me today to hear it, to receive it. Please get back to me if you'd like a free half-hour upgrade on a massage. If you're the first one to get back to me after today's show, one way or another, I will give you a free whole-hour massage. My phone number to line that up is area code 707-762-3578. That's 707-762-3578. You can also call in directly to this show if you have a question or a comment, if you'd like to be heard, if you have some advice on health and wellness for people that you'd like to share, maybe an easy way that you advance yourself toward that goal. The number for that is 347-677-1860. That's 347-677-1860. I have no guests with me today, so please feel free to call in and let us know how you take a step forward each day on your journey toward better health and wellness. We'd all love to hear it. So you know that I do health and wellness coaching. I'm a certified health and wellness coach. I learned from some of the best. I went to an online school, actually. It was really, really great. They're called ICF for basic coaching training. And then after that, I furthered my education under Marilyn Graham right here in beautiful Petaluma. And she helped me to become a health coach as well, certified health coach. And so the people that trained us, they are called Take Shape for Life. You train under the teachers of the Take Shape for Life program to become a certified health coach for them. And their program uses the Metafast products, which are really great. The program and the product were developed by Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson, who has a pedigree longer than my arm. Would really highly recommend his books. One of them is called Discover Your Optimal Health, and that is actually the second of the two books that he wrote. First title escapes me at the moment. Pretty simple title, pretty easy reading. It's a big, thick book, but very easy reading, writes with good humor. I highly, highly recommend his books to anyone who's at all interested in advancing themselves on their path to greater wellness. And if you're not doing that, then by default, you are doing the opposite. Please keep that in mind. It's really very simple. You're either working towards greater wellness with intent in your life a little bit each day, or if you're not, then you are by default doing the opposite. You will fairly quickly begin to decline into, unfortunately, lessening wellness if you're not working towards working towards greater wellness in your life. And it's pretty easy to see the distinctive differences when you are working towards it and when you're not, because when you're not working towards it, you're allowing yourself to become overtired and to get colds and to bump yourself on the table. I know that sounds silly, but when you're a little overtired, means you're not able to pay attention as well, and you just sort of stub a toe or bonk. You start stubbing your toe a lot, bonking yourself on the table a lot, making not very good decisions. Maybe driving when you're sleepy, not such a good decision for all of us around you, especially. Maybe you accidentally one morning wake up very sleepy and pour coffee in the baby's bottle and pour your milk into a glass and drink that instead. Get things wrong. I know I used to do silly things when I woke up very sleepy when I was a new mom. And I got to tell you something funny, though, something funny that happened when I was a brand new mom. I came downstairs one morning very sleepy. I think it was only 4 in the morning. And, of course, I had woken up for the midnight feeding several times in the night. And I went into the kitchen, and I opened the cabinet door, and there's this big sticker on the inside of the cabinet door that said Certified Cabinet. And I was thinking to myself, so they think that I'm going to believe it's a drawer? That's all I could think was, how blonde do they think I am? They think I'm going to believe it's a drawer? No, they had to put a note on it. It's actually a cabinet. And what the note actually meant was, this has been certified to be good wood by Agent 47 or whoever checked over the cabinet, or, you know, good workmanship. But it was just so ludicrous to see Certified Cabinet in the middle of this great big round sticker on the inside of the door, that this is what crossed through my very sleepy mind that morning. And I had to say that to take the edge off of our very serious conversation about your health. But your health is nothing to sneeze at, seriously. You want to take very good care of your health and wellness to the point that you are thinking about it every single morning for at least 5 minutes when you first wake up. How am I going to change up my routine today to be healthier, to make myself healthier in the future? Partly because it's fun. It can be fun. You can make it fun. You can find the fun. It doesn't just happen. If you're not enjoying your exercise routine, why the heck not? Figure it out. It doesn't have to be drudgery. You know, if jogging doesn't float your boat, then don't jog. Go do something else. all sorts of things on the internet. You can be doing with a video or on your TV. You can find anything on the internet these days. So I really, really hope that you're enjoying your exercise routine, and I really hope for you that you're going to get out and get a chance to get out and see the sunshine today, because that is definitely going to progress your journey towards your health and wellness, because you need some of that vitamin A and D, unless you're one of those people that's really allergic to sunlight. And then be very careful, please, about going out today. But there are not a lot of people who are allergic to sunlight, luckily. So if you are not one of those people, please, please enjoy the sun with my blessings, and know that I gave you that idea, and I hoped for that for you. And so I will let you go today with that mission in mind to improve your health and wellness. Take a new step every day to improve your health and wellness, or at least once a week. Figure out what you're going to do this week, or at least for today, to improve your health and wellness every single day for the rest of your life, starting with that one new step, and then, you know, take one more and one more and one more, and it goes on. You don't just take that one new step today and then forget about it tomorrow. Keep on doing it, and keep on doing it because it's fun. If it's not fun, find something else. I know I'm repeating myself a lot, but I'm figuring if I say it in a few different ways, maybe more of you will catch on and understand what I'm saying. I'm sure I'm not too hard to understand. Please let me know if I am by calling in to 347-677-1860. This is Sue, your Joyful Wellness Guru, signing off. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.